It's 7:30 at WNCW. I'm Paul Foster with a check of regional news during Morning Edition. Gardner-Webb University Assistant Professor of Political Science Dr. Casey Delahanty recently joined forces with colleagues from Stanford, Harvard, and the University of Cincinnati to analyze the effects of increased police militarization on civilian populations. Researchers tested the effect of the 1033 program, its transfers on three dependent variables that typically convey police violence: the number of civilian casualties, the change in the number of civilian casualties, and the number of dogs killed by police. Dr. Delahanty explains the 1033 program that equips officers.
But one of the more interesting conversations, where did these police get this sort of equipment? The New York Times published what was the first public accounting of kind of how much gear had gone out through what's called the 1033 program, which essentially transfers surplus gear from the Department of Defense to state and local law enforcement agencies.
And the doctor's take on police militarization?
When you talk about militarization of police, which is whether or not this gear affects the lethality of policing. Empirical study of that has yet to be conducted, probably because of the first problem that we encountered, which is that there is no existing data on officer-involved shooting.
Delahanty believes the recent directive from the U.S. Department of Justice to remove Obama-era restrictions on the kinds of equipment that can be transferred as part of the 1033 program will likely have grim results. Your public radio station is WNCW.